Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Developments on the migrant crisis at the southern border after a high-level meeting with Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation.
In Mexico City, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Alejandro Mayorkas meeting with Mexico's president. Sources telling ABC News the Biden administration planned to push Mexico to step up immigration enforcement within their country, help reopen key ports of entry, and encourage migrants to stay in Mexico. Melissa Adon, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The post-Christmas travel rush kicks into high gear today, making for one of the busiest travel days of the year, even as storms roll across the Midwest and the Northeast. Heavy rain overnight in New York and New Jersey raising flooding fears and could impact flights and roads. The home where four University of Idaho college students were killed last year is set to be demolished today. Victims' families argue the house is a critical piece of evidence. This is ABC News. A man accused of breaking into a house west of Philly four times to watch a little girl sleep has turned himself in. He faces charges including burglary and stalking. The deal done. The NBA has signed off on Mark Cuban selling a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks, putting the value of the team at around $3.5 billion.
After rumors swirled, the Dallas Mavericks owner, Mark Cuban, was on the verge of selling most of his team to the widow and other family members of casino magnate Sheldon Adelson. Now it's official. Miriam Adelson and her son-in-law, Sands Corp executive Patrick Dumont, announcing a binding purchase agreement for majority ownership of the Mavericks. The Adelson family had sold $2 billion in stock to help fund the purchase. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a stuffed dog found at a flea market could sell for thousands. The toy turned out to be a rare Bonzo dog from 1927. It's now up for auction and could fetch around $40,000. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of Wisconsin State University chancellors could be out of a job tonight. The Board of Regents has scheduled a special closed meeting for tonight to consider discipline or termination for one of the heads of Wisconsin's 13 state schools. La Crosse's Joe Gao and Whitewater's Beverly Copper were the only chancellors denied pay raises in 2018. Kwanzaa celebrations are underway. The holiday celebrates African heritage, among other things, but Nichelle Hayes says people of all faiths and races are welcome.
It might be that you only celebrate at your home with your nuclear family. It might be that you come together with the people in your neighborhood or your broader community.
As many as 18 million people celebrate Kwanzaa around the world. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, and Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then, on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls, again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98QCountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries? Make that payment or write that check. If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Half dozen games in the NBA last night. First, the Sixers, 112-92 winners over the Magic. That's the ninth win in the last 11 for Philly. Joel Embiid, the league's leading scorer, missed the second straight game with a sprained right ankle, but Philly coach Nick Nurse said it was the defense.
They got some stuff in transition, but in the half court, I thought we really made it difficult for them. I mean, they really pounded inside the paint, and we did it. Our guys did a pretty good job of standing in there and and trying to, you know, make them keep kicking it out.
Raptors shoot 57% from the floor, 132-102 over the Wizards. Bucks beat the Nets 144-122, Giannis with 32 points. Thunder beat the Knicks 129-120, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams each with 36. Suns beat the Rockets 129-113, and the Cavs rally from 20 down in the first half to beat the Mavericks 113-110. SRN Sports. College football's postseason continues. Southern Cal ended its skid by capturing their bowl game.
Southern Cal didn't need Caleb Williams in winning the Holiday Bowl, 42-28 against number 16 Louisville. Miller Moss threw a Holiday Bowl record 6 touchdown passes in his first college start, which he received after Williams opted out of the game. Moss was 23 of 33 for 372 yards and 1 interception. The 6 TD passes were also the most by a quarterback in his first start for USC, which had dropped 3 straight and 5 of 6. Isaac Arendo ran 23 times for 161 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Cardinals. I'm Dave Ferry.
Oklahoma State 31-23 winners over Texas A&M in the Texas Bowl. Virginia Tech routes Tulane the Military Bowl 41-23. And in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, it was West Virginia 30, North Carolina 10. And with SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Bucks knock off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks red hot again, a 144-122 win in Brooklyn over the Nets, who for some reason rested 3 of their starters. Giannis with 32 points, 10 rebounds. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points in a game where the Bucks had a team-high 41 assists.
We're going to get great looks, and we got guys that can knock down shots. We play unselfish, make plays for one another. We'll be good.
They head to Cleveland to play the Cavaliers tomorrow night. NFL, former Packers Julius Peppers and guard Jari Evans named finalists on the ballot for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Evans played right guard for the Packers in 2017 after 11 years with the Saints. Players react to Jair Alexander being suspended 1 week for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think Ja, you know, he has a unique personality, but I think Jair is a great teammate. He always has the right interest in his heart.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple local sports notes. The Butternut girls, they traveled to Lake Holcomb yesterday for a tough non-conference matchup. It was a very close game throughout. Each team taking turns with the lead. The Butternut took the lead for good midway through the second half and get a 61-56 win at Lake Holcomb. Jersey Polinchek led Butternut with 27 points, 11 assists, and 7 steals. Kendra Pritzel added 20 and 10 rebounds. Lizzie Pritzel, Caitlin Bebo, and Lydia Wartko each with 4 points. Emma Lechleitner, she led the scorers for Lake Holcomb with 32, and she went over 1,000 points in her career. Lake Holcomb falls to 5-5, Butternut improving to 6-3, and they'll travel to Winter. Boys and girls of Butternut will be at Winter for a contest today. Lake Holcomb boys defeated Winter yesterday 91-38. It was Wisconsin Dells winning over Medford 58-47 yesterday in action. And the big wrestling invite, of course, happening down in at UW, out at one of the UWs down there. The area teams will, wrestling teams gearing up for that big event going on this week. And that is a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires. Must get down and wine on, baby. You can find me in the bank of the
your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
more country than that at 98 Q Country, 27 past 7. Good Thursday to you. Joel here. Good to be back with you on the morning show as we had a little bit of time off for the holidays. I was planning on being back, I think, yesterday. I've just had everybody, as you go through life, you just, every once in a while, you just have those stretches where you just, you just got to kind of grin and bear it, right? You just got to get through it. You know, you'll get to the other side, and you still just got to be thankful for everything that you have around. But it started a couple of weeks ago. I whined. You heard me whine before Christmas about my trip I took down to Chicago playing bags and stuff down there. And it was just it was just an interesting weekend. It ended with my starter going out, so I had to stay an extra day down in the Chicago area, and ended up coming back from that with, I'm pretty convinced that I got two different viruses. I'm pretty sure that I just got a traditional cold, and then I got the flu. I tested myself for COVID a couple of times. It did not show up positive, but I'm pretty sure that I picked up something that was stacked on something else. You ever get that feeling that you're sick and you're just like, well, this isn't normal. This is like a little worse. So I drug through that for a while. And then, I mean, it was kind of close to Christmas last week. I was starting to feel somewhat normal. You know, those of you who have kind of had that virus, it kind of lingers with you for a little bit. You're just a little bit off. And then actually had a decent day over Christmas, a decent day or two. Christmas Day was good. Coming back from my parents on Christmas Eve, I hit a deer. Did not destroy the car, but caused some damage. That wasn't too traumatic. The night, Christmas night, I had a tooth that decided it was going to just give me some problems, and that provided a couple of interesting days, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. That has been relieved. So we're here, but my body, you know, and again, as you get older, you recover, you have those things happen where it's just like boom, boom, yada bing, yada bang, yada boom, it all happens, and then it's all done, and you're just like, okay, we made it through that. And it takes like a week for your body just to get back. Just it's like the shock factor. Like your body's still looking at you like, what was that? I don't remember. So we're kind of in that recovery mode. Doing good this morning. And I hope you are doing well. But it was an interesting Christmas week. I did have a really good day with my family on Christmas Day. That was nice. So I'm thankful that I wasn't feeling the tooth pain that I experienced at night during the day, because that would not have been fun. So did have a very nice Christmas Day. Was able to hang out with family and friends and stuff like that. I did determine something over Christmas, though, that we need a national Christmas list. We need somebody to create a website, and maybe you can do this. I'm not going to do it, but maybe you can do it. Maybe you have the technology and the drive to do it. You create a website, and this is just, just the idea part of it. You take it and adjust it however you want to. For instance, let's say the website is mychristmaslist.com. And I know there's Amazon wish list and stuff like that, but that's not what this is. This is where you go on there, and they can security protect it and whatever, and you can make it available to whoever you want to. So you can you take care of all the details. But the gist of it is, I found out over Christmas that as you get older, you just don't need as much stuff. You don't, when you're younger, you know, and you're building a family and all that stuff, you know, you need stuff. Usually you get something and it's like, okay, I can use that. I can put that here or there. But as you get older, you just don't need as much stuff. But people in your life are still obligated to get you stuff for Christmas. I feel like George Carlin now. So you go on. You'd go on this website, mychristmaslist.com, and you list on there things that you don't need, first of all.
All right.
This is what I don't need, okay? You know, I have 78 screwdrivers in my garage. Don't need a 79th one. I've got 4 pounds of chocolate in my candy drawer at home. Don't need a 5th pound. And again, this isn't to say you're not grateful for those who get you stuff, and you always are, and you usually find a way to make it work. But
It would just make it so much simpler for everybody, wouldn't it? So you make a mychristmaslist.com, you know, and you put on there, these are things that I really don't want. Instead of things you do need, maybe just things you do need. Maybe that would even be better. I don't know. Maybe this is an Amazon Christmas list. I don't know. But I'm just looking for somewhere that's, you know, uncommercialized or not, you know, you got to run some ads on there, but they're not selling you anything. You just want to make it very clear to people that, you know, a good pair of insulated socks, yeah, I could probably use that, you know. But a set of 10 star-tooled screwdrivers, you know, I got 7 of those, and I don't know where 5 of them are. It just seems like it would eliminate a lot of waste and a lot of stress also at Christmas time, because there's just certain people in your life, there's certain traditions you have where you just get stuff for people. You just get stuff. And if you could know what that is without having to walk up to that person and say, hey, what do you need? People say, well, that's not personal. You're not paying attention to what they're... No, I'm just asking you what you need. And I'd also like to say that gift cards are bashed too much at Christmas time. You hear the national news stories. They say, well, that's just not a personal gift. You're just giving up. You get somebody a gift card, you're just giving up. You don't even know that person. That's not the case. Gift cards, I don't think you talk to one person that receives a gift card that would say, what a horrible gift. No, most everybody that gets a gift card, you're like, oh, cool. Now I get to go shopping for free with somebody else's money. This is cool. And it gives you something to look forward to, whether it be a restaurant or a local business or whatever. So I say go gift cards. I say we make Christmas is just all gift cards except for kids. Now, kids, you kind of have an idea, you know, and sometimes your spouse or your significant other, you kind of have an idea there's something that they want. That's fine. But when in doubt, the gift card. The gift card is a wonderful, wonderful gift for someone. So stop bashing the gift card, would you, for gosh sakes? We love the gift card. My son gave my wife and I a gift card, and it was a great gift. Going to go out for supper, and he's going to go with us too, which is even better. So there you go, mychristmaslist.com. Why don't you get on that and create that national forum so we can stop getting Christmas presents that we don't want. And it's not that we aren't appreciative of those who give us stuff. But on the other hand, it is kind of cool to open something that you're not really sure. You know, there's about a 50-50, maybe an 80-20 chance that you're not going to need it. But there's always that slight chance that it might be that thing. I hope your Christmas was good. I hope your Christmas will be good if you're getting together with family this weekend. My family is to the point now where all my brothers and I are older. The youngest person in my family get-together is my son, 21. We don't have... We don't have the grandkids yet, well, the great grandkids or whatever, as none of my nieces and nephews have provided any kids yet, coming probably. So we have kind of an older crew. So it's there's a few presents here and there, but nothing really crazy. We used to have the rule. My brothers and I used to have the rule that we could only give presents to each other at Christmas if we attained that item for free, or if it was charity, and that lasted for a while. Like, for a while, I gave my brothers St. Anthony's Catholic School calendars, and that was, you know, kind of a fundraiser. And then one year, my brother gave us all Polaris hats. He works for Polaris, so he got those for free. I'm assuming he did. So I'm always looking for free stuff that I can give, because that's the rule that my brothers and I have with each other, is we're not gifting to each other unless it's something you got for free, like a calendar or a pencil, or you never know what's going to show up at Christmas. I hope you had a good Christmas, and hope your New Year's is good too. Let's get our twice an hour news update now at 7:36.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Airports expected to be packed today. The post-Christmas travel rush making this one of the busiest travel days of the year.
In the air, this holiday travel week already seeing a long list of flight delays with record crowds at the airport. The FAA blaming air traffic staffing problems and flight congestion for traveler frustration in Florida. Just days after Southwest Airlines was fined a record $140 million for last year's travel meltdown, the airline saw hundreds of delays yesterday. The FAA, for the second day in a row, imposed ground delays in Florida due to higher-than-usual traffic in the sky.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. On the migrant crisis, Mexican officials announcing a new task force to address the surge of asylum seekers at the southern border. It comes after a high-level meeting with Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation. And controversy involving Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley. She was asked by a reporter what caused the Civil War and failed to mention slavery. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials say they'll try to make sure Google doesn't drag out paying its $700 million nationwide antitrust lawsuit settlement. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's assistant attorney general.
A lot of times with these settlements, you have to file a claim. We're trying to not do that so that way consumers can receive the direct distribution. It just might take some time.
Wisconsin's Josh Call says people shouldn't have to pay extra because of anti-competitive practices. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering first-day hikes at state parks and trails on New Year's Day. There are guided hikes, or you could go it alone. The statewide event is free, but you may need a state park admission sticker or state trail pass. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1. And Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98Q Country, your local civic media radio station.
Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144 to 122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But the feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline right there. When I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym stands for Greatest of All Time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
I listen to it all the time. 98Q Country.
Hey girl, what you think, girl? You look a little thirsty.
Hey girl, what you say girl about you and me getting away girl?
QCountry.com.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all. Sunset that she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with.
Our high today, we're sitting at 30 right now, and just so weird still to get up in the morning and look outside and just not even a trace of snow. Nada. You might have got a little bit of a dusting in the last 24 hours, but for most of us it just burns off during the day. We should get to the point here in a couple of days where if we get one of those dustings of snow, that it should remain on the ground, because temperatures probably won't get above freezing starting probably Sunday or so. and stretching for quite a way. So cooling off a little bit, just the not only the lack of snow, but the daytime highs, of course, in the 40s and a couple of days even push 50. And it's very frustrating for those who like to get out and about, especially our snowmobile season and the snowmobile trails. We know what that means to the economy here of the Northwoods. But check with your local area, wherever you may be here in the Northwoods, to see if ATVs are still runnable on your trails. And that can vary from area to area, of course. What are you going to do, right? It's not like it's somebody's fault. Like somebody, hey, you forgot to turn off. It's not that. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. So I guess you can just get out and enjoy a beautiful day. I told my wife on Christmas Day, or was it Christmas Day? I think maybe it was yesterday. I told her, I said, how crazy would the neighbors think if I just fired up the lawnmower right now and just went out and started just going at her? Well, my neighbors already think I'm crazy, but it would take it to another level. I was tempted, very tempted. But the snowblower, I mean, by this time last year, I was just exhausted. We were just exhausted shoveling snow by this time last year. We were just like, really? My snowblower hasn't, it might still be covered up with something. I'm not even sure. I know where it is, but it might, you know how it is. Snowblower gets pushed to that area of your garage or your storage area, and then everything kind of goes around it. So I haven't even pulled it out. This would probably be a good time to just go fire it up, just in case. Make sure I have a shovel in hand, because we know we're going to get some snow eventually here, but obviously not today and not for the next week or so. We listen to our forecast. We watch the meteorologists on the local TV, and they're just all shaking their heads like, I don't know. I mean, the mild weather is somewhat, it's something that we're, used to, the up and down of temperatures. But, I mean, we just had stretches there where it did rain. I mean, we did get some significant precipitation for a couple of days there where it almost poured rain. So that would have probably provided close to enough snow to do the outdoor winter sports stuff. But the timing of it was just horrible. I mean, there were some overnight, there was a couple of days where it poured pretty good on the overnight hours. And those, that would have been, several inches of snow. Probably. So we'll just we'll get through it here. All the news to come at the top of the hour. Birthdays, since we've been shirking here a little bit on our side and haven't been around. If you got birthdays from the Christmas holiday, let us know. We'll jot it down, 715-762-3221. Give them a chance to win that cake from Super One. We'll do that tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. So you have a pretty good chance, probably.
It's your season for fun and spectacular surprises at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Any day could be a lucky day of winning thousands on the Northwoods hottest slot machines or at the turn of a card. And satisfy any appetite in the Eagle's Nest Restaurant or Woody's Bar and Grill. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Why is the world's number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools. From trimmers and blowers to mowers and more, trusted by homeowners and pros all over the world. And you'll find service and help from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks to their respective companies.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Urban.
You know, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you.
Q Country.